www.harunyahya.com.
Groundwaters 2. Sensitive leakage techniques that form the groundwaters. The real source of groundwaters is formed by water coming from the atmosphere. We can list some of the conditions required for the water to pass down under the ground. 1. Gravitational force is very important. This is because water speedily moves down the depths of the ground with the help of the gravitational force. 2. The leakage capacity of the Earth's crust is limited. By this means, the groundwater gains a fixed value by reaching a certain level of density and it is prevented to outcrop by flooding. 3. Capillarity strength has to exist, so that is prevented for groundwaters to run away and vanish after a certain depth. 4. It is important in terms of the formation of groundwaters that rocks that form the surface have cavitations such as pores, breaches, and cracks to allow water to pass through. There is a miracle of creation here, because the upper sections of the layers of soil through which water can easily leak is composed of speckled layers, whereas the clayed soil that prevents water to escape is on the floor of the groundwaters. 5. The fact that the ground is covered with vegetation eases the leakage, because since above ground flow is slower at places covered with the vegetation, leakage would increase given the conditions described above are in effect. 6. The amount of leakage in rains that pour down decreases. Because with this kind of raining, the raindrops which speedily fall down begin runoff depending on the declination of the surface. With rains that fall down as condensation leakage happens more easily. 7. The greater the declination of the surface shape, the less the leakage and as a result falling rain turns into runoff. As it seen, the water that falls down to earth gathers up in specific layers under the ground and then comes up to the surface again only under predefined conditions being realized. All of the conditions indicate that groundwaters always form with a specific plan and structure. Allah reveals in the Quran, I seek protection of Allah from the rejected Satan. Say, what do you think? If one morning your water disappears into the earth, who will bring your running water? Surah Al-Mulk, verse 30. The wisdom behind the creation of groundwaters. There's a layer called air conditioning zone above the groundwaters. Some of the water that leaked to underground accumulates in this layer before moving down to the deep areas. Water drops that hang here enable plants that cannot extend its roots to the layer where groundwater exists to use the water here. Groundwaters rise in the layers beneath the soil and parts of the surface like hills and backs, and descend in low areas like canyons. If the water rose in areas where ground shapes like canyon and meadow exists, as much as it did in areas where shapes like hills and backs exist, there would have been swamps forming. In the case of groundwaters not fitting with the shapes of high surfaces, it would be impossible to use these waters as the level of water would be lower than it should be. It would become impossible to use these waters, especially in dry fields or at times of drought, and maybe we would be living unaware of the existence of these waters. Almighty Allah reveals this in the Quran. I seek protection of Allah from the rejected Satan. Or morning finds its water drained into the earth so that you cannot get at it. Surah Al-Kahf 41. If the level of groundwater was very close to the surface on high grounds, then the surface of the soil would become slippery even after the smallest amount of rain, and places of settlement would turn into mud lakes. In some verses of the Quran, it is revealed about the experiences of past peoples. I seek protection of Allah from the rejected Satan. There was also a sign for Saba in their dwelling place: two gardens, one to the right and one to the left. Eat of your Lord's provision and give thanks to Him, a bountiful land and a forgiving Lord. But they turned away, so we unleashed against them the flood from the great dam and exchanged their two gardens for two others containing bitter tasting plants and tamarisk and a few loathed trees. That is how we repaid them for their ingratitude. Are any but the ungrateful repaid like this? Surah Saba 15:17. We can resemble groundwaters to dams under the ground. However, different from the dams above the ground, these are most resistant to droughts. In other words, the level of vaporing is quite low because they are under the ground. People make setups that transfer the excess of the groundwater to underground in order to control floods and leakage of salty water in coastal regions where there is no problem of vaporing or pollution. These waters melt the rocks and soil they pass through and take the elements they are composed of into their own constitutions. These waters are used in various forms like hot springs, drinking, or utility water. Waters that have minerals melted inside are used as mineral water. Springs differ according to their temperatures. Some of these are in the form of cold waters used as drinking water. Some of the water leaking under the ground go down to the deep and get warm through the hot sections they contact with. These waters are used for curing purposes for diseases concerned with the stomach, intestines, and rheumatism. One of the essential miraculous features of groundwaters is that the water springs through the layers of soil under the ground without getting muddy and in a clean and ready-to-drink form. When the water goes underground, it passes through several layers, each with separate features. It accumulates under the ground as cleansed from all of the dirt and residue it has by this filtrating system. Allah is one who has mercy for His servants. The waters that our Lord created for our use after long processes, without us even being aware of, are a manifestation of His name, Ash-Shafi, the Affectionate, the Healer, and one of the proofs of His mercy and compassion for people. I seek protection of Allah from the rejected Satan. We sent down a measured amount of water from heaven and lodged it firmly in the earth, and we are well able to remove it. Surah Al-Mu'minun 18.